Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Francois Fillion is a systemic investigator at the Tax Ombudsman. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
So give us an example. I know that there was a recent case that that you guys were involved with. Give us an example of what can happen.
So we had a specific case recently where SARS issued two final demands to a taxpayer. The one final demand was for just over 48,000, and the second final demand that SARS issued was for just over 52,000 rand. After issuing this two final demands, SARS then proceeded to issue a third-party appointment to the bank of the taxpayer for an amount of almost 900,000 rand. The bank was then also obliged to pay over this almost 900,000 rand to SARS from the taxpayer's bank account.
So what are somebody's rights when something like this happens?
So in this specific case, the taxpayer definitely had a right because firstly, the final demand should agree to the value that is on the third party appointment.
Right.
The third party appointment cannot be more than the final demand. And then also in this specific case, what we found was that when we looked at the taxpayer's bank, at the taxpayer's statement of accounts, there was debit and credit amounts that was not offset against one another. And then when we considered the debits and credits on the account, we could not find any indication that there was even actually a liability due to SARS on the taxpayer's account.
When does somebody know to go to the ombudsman versus an accountant or a lawyer to challenge something?
All right, so there is specific processes in place before a taxpayer can approach our office. Now, a taxpayer can approach a lawyer or an accountant at any time they feel that they should approach those avenues. But before approaching our office, a taxpayer will first have to follow up with SARS regarding the specific issue that they have. Also, after doing this, they will have to lodge a complaint with the SARS Complaints Management Office first. The SARS Complaints Management Office will have a turnaround time of 21 days to resolve the taxpayer's complaint. Failure to do so will then give the taxpayer an opportunity to then lodge a complaint with our office. There are, however, certain circumstances where a taxpayer can approach our office directly without having approached the SARS Complaints Management Office first. And that will be in cases where our office has an identified systemic issue regarding the issue that the taxpayer also has a complaint about. And secondly, if there is compelling circumstances in the form of undue hardship that is caused on the taxpayer, like would have been on the case of the that we've just discussed.
There's a lot of talk about a decrease in efficiency at SARS, and I know that we were held in very high regard during the Zuma period. Unfortunately, things got a little bit wobbly. Does this result in more of these cases happening or less of these cases happening?
I think, unfortunately, there will always be service issues for a taxpayer to complain about. I think there will always be inefficiencies in any system, regardless, that will necessitate a taxpayer to approach an independent institution to just look at his case impartially. So I think regardless of the era, there will always be a need for an ombudsman to independently look at cases.
One of our listeners saying, what about SARS refusing to change bank details to pay a person or an entity back, keeping on validating and invalidating legitimate bank details?
Cases like that, for instance, is a case that once a taxpayer follows the official process of lodging a complaint, that is definitely something that our office can then look into to see if the case falls within our mandate. Should the case then fall within our mandate, definitely we will then be able to make recommendations to SARS to assist the taxpayer.
Do we often judge them unfavorably? In other words, when I read something like this, and I think, well, maybe that's just a technique to delay a reimbursement, is this something that is a strategy, or is this just something that we impose on them as what we think might be a strategy?
It's a very good question, and I think part of your question will be covered in 2-3 years back. There was a lot of complaints in the press about SARS withholding refunds, and mostly part of the reason that was for that was allegedly SARS is withholding refunds so that they can achieve their financial year-end target. And that is something that our office investigated, and we do have a report on that specific issue that is available on our website for everyone to read. So I think there might always be underlying, and that was what was found in our report, there might be underlying issues for something. Some of it might be intentional, and some of it might not always be intentional. There might be system issues or other issues impacting on the underlying root cause for that perceptions that we have, which might not always be deliberate.
And that is something that, of course, we need to look at, and we need to just keep saying, well, is this something that is deliberate, or is this something that is just sometimes inefficiency that any large organization will experience?
Exactly, and that's why we also deem part of our mandate is to investigate systemic issues which will be an underlying issue that negatively impacts on taxpayers. And when we do these systemic investigations, it is a report that goes to the minister as well, the Minister of Finance. And in those cases, we do make recommendations to SARS on what they can do to improve the underlying issues that is negatively impacting on taxpayers.